Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
All right. Well, welcome back, as we have women's basketball coming your way right now, the second women's game of this tournament. This is Hoona going against Haynes. And we're going to take a 30-second break, and I'll be right back.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Make it a one-minute break, Rob.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
All right, we're back now, and we're going to go to center jump circle. So I'm actually trying to recruit some help, you guys, because obviously my voice may not make it through this game, and I just got a call from James Jack Jr. over in Hoona, and I think his brother's here. Now, this is called baptism by fire if you put somebody into a game and they've never done play-by-play before. Anyway, the tip-off is off, and it's going to be Hoona in the red. Going to take it. They're going right to left. But they miss the shot, lose the ball. And Haynes loses at the other end, so now we go back the other way. And then back-to-back-to-back turnovers. Here comes Haynes going the other direction. Haynes in light jerseys with the purple numbers. Hoona in red. Back around we go for Haynes. They're going to try and work it inside, and another turnover. So far we've had five turnovers in the game. And then I'm going to see if I can round up. Another little helper. And there we go, our first score of the ball game.
And that's going to go over
to Hoona.
And
number 23, Mariah Martin, gets the first bucket.
Go back the other way.
And I missed who got that one. I think it was Frisky.
Frisky.
Turnover.
Down there by
Hoona, back over to Haynes. We're tied up at two. Back we go the other way is another missed shot. We're tied at two with the 2 minutes gone almost here in this first half of play in women's competition. Over we go to Chrissy Lanny.
Lanny's
going to try and shoot it up left side. Her shot won't go. Cut off by Haynes.
Oh,
and a conversion underneath. And there goes Elisa Besky.
She gets two,
and she'll be fouled. Nope, I'm sorry. I thought that was Alicia. She passed it off, and that was actually Fran Daly.
And the bucket.
Oh, it was Alicia. The bucket didn't count. Fran's going to go to the free throw line. fan that's up, and it's good. And Fran makes it a 3-2 ball game now. And that foul goes against somewhere where there's a number one, and I don't have a one on the roster. I just got the clip. But those two are good, and it's now 4-2. And back we go the other way, and there's up. And that's good. Off the glass for Hoona. And they can't read their numbers up here. They hit number one. That's who it is, and she's the one that got the foul, and she also got 2 points. So we're tied at four. We got two twos by Hoona and a two and two free throws by Haynes. And Hoona's going to bring it down court on the right-hand dribble across the timeline. It's a long pass, and they're going to throw the ball away. That was intended over on the near side for Chrissy Lanyi. Lanyi couldn't handle the high pass, and we got timeout on the floor. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with more right after this, all tied at four in women's competition.
No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine-in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown, Lemon Creek, and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
All right, we're back now with another bucket made by Haynes. Elisa Besky, she did get two this time, and now it's a 6-4 ball game. So I was just on the phone with Ryan Houlihan, and I caught him heading home, and he's going to turn around and come back over and give us a hand here so we can continue to bring you this game. Back we go the other way, and it's going to be Haynes is going to nail another one, and that one's going to go to Lisa Shove. She's got four, and it's now 8-4. As Haynes is over Hoona here in the first 4 minutes of this first half of play. Driving around the left side for Hoona. It's going to be Mariah White. White tries to work it down. White tries to work it down on the left-hand baseline. Blocked away, but she passed inside. Back out. Oh, a three-pointer put up by Mariah. She's got five now. And it's an 8-7 ball game. Waiting for the points to go up on the board. Back we come the other way, going with Haynes. Going to pass it underneath. Nice turnaround jumper on the right side by Besky, but her shot misses. I met Elisa last year, and I think she's got parents down there in the North or South Dakota area, or grandparents, I'm not sure, listening. So we want to welcome them along with anybody else that might be streaming, as you guys can all chuckle at my voice here. And we've got a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go against Alice Johnson. Picks up her first. And the shot's up and good by... I'm sorry, that's not Alice Johnson. That's going to go against Lisa Shove. As I got my numbers five on the wrong side, and that's going to be Mariah White to pick up the first free throw. Somebody's trying to call me, but I'm on the air. There's another one up, and she makes a pair. She now has a total of 7 points, and it's a 9-8 ball game. Back we go the other direction. Haynes down on the right side. Working under the basket, get up, and she has a spin around. That one's up and good. 10-9 now. Back on Haynes, or Huna's direction. I'm going to take a 30-second break in the action. I'll be right back.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan Native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Sobeloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juno Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
All right, we're back again as we have another shot made by Haynes in the purple. Number 24 picks it up, and she's 3 for 3 at the line, and we have an 11-9 two-point game. Mr. Jack, how are you? Dwayne, right? Nice to see you. So do you feel like trying this? Well, here I'm going to give you a headset. We're going to have an introduction right here, folks, on the right on the air as we go the other way. And it's going to be Haynes going to jump one up on the left side, and we'll take a break in the action before I dump you in here. And Haynes misses the shot coming back the other way. It'll be Huna down on the left side. White's going to work it down as she gives off to Alice Johnson. Oh, and they feed it to Lane. Who made that one, Dwayne?
Alice Johnson.
Alice got it for 2. Now we back. We go the other way. We're all tied up at 11. Oh, man, a buzzer. And so here's the deal. I got Ryan Houlihan is going to come up and give us a hand, and I'm going to let you two work together, okay?
Okay.
And then Bob Sims just called me. He just got in town. He's been up since 4 o'clock this morning, Florida time. He'll be back tomorrow, so we'll be saved after tonight. So we're in women's basketball action. And obviously, I have struggled with it. I've never had this happen to me, Dwayne, ever.
Okay.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Your brother called you?
Yeah, he gave me a call.
Good. You feel like doing this?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
You know the gals?
I know all the Huna girls real good. I don't know many of the Haynes ladies.
Well, their numbers are out of order, and I could give you this sheet if we wanted to. It's in order. We're going to go back with Huna. Why don't you take it over since you know the Huna gals? Long shot up by 3 on the near side. That was, Amber White?
Amber White, yeah, with the air ball.
Okay, you do Huna and I'll do Haynes. Let's work it that way.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, Haynes is going to come down court. That gives me a little bit of break. Stoley Lynch will come to the center circle. I think that's pretty good of you to come up here and volunteer this.
Yeah.
Back over to Besky. Besky drives the right-hand baseline, puts it up off the glass. Her shot misses, and she's going to be fouled. And the foul's going to go on who, Dwayne? Let's see. It looks like, is that going to be?
I missed who the foul.
Yeah, well, they're going to put it on the board in a minute if they hurry up and catch up with us. We've got it on number. Oh, that is going to go against Lisa Stone. No, wrong way, against Alice Johnson. So she picks up. Now they put it up. It's 33, so it's going against...
Chrissy Bean.
Yep. And Besky misses the first. Second one's up. And that one won't go either. So Elisa, with 4 points in the game, misses 2 free throws. Rebounds cleared off by Huna. Take it away, Dwayne.
Okay, Melissa Fisher bringing the ball up the floor for Huna. She dribbles right side. Thin dribble. Yeah. Looking for someone to pass to up on top to Amber Lampy. Or Amber White, sorry. And she's going to be fouled as she goes to the basket. So the foul is called on DeWitt. Huna will inbound the ball under the basket. Amber White inbounding the ball. Looking out top to Chrissy Bean. She dribbles right. Using a pick, throws it underneath. And it was too high going for Taryn White. So Haynes comes the other way.
Besky's going to pass it in, tried to get a pass under the paint, and it's knocked away by Huna, but Besky picks it up, comes over, now goes top of the key.
Stolen away by Melissa Fisher, and the ball off to Alice Johnson. She comes across the timeline, looking cross court to Amber White. Amber White cross court back to Alice Johnson. She fires a three. It's short, out of bounds, Haynes ball.
So there's 12:09 left to play here in the first half. We're all tied up at 11. So kind of a ragged start, Dwayne.
Yeah, some air balls being shot up here.
Inbounds pass goes into Stoli Lynch. She'll bring it down for Haynes. Haynes moving left to right here at the gym. She comes all the way top of the key. Stoli almost loses it away, picks it up. Now she does lose it.
Stolen away by Melissa Fisher. She picks it up at half court. She's trapped, throws it over to Johnson, down the baseline to Taryn White, back out on top to Fisher for three, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Alice Johnson. She fires it up, over and off, no good. And Haynes comes out of there with the ball.
Well, they're going to bring it down. It'll be Stoli Lynch who goes to the left side, back out top of the key. That one's put up by Fran Daly. This is get your own rebound back in the paint. Besky. Nice block.
Nice block in there by Taryn White.
Taryn White. Substitution's coming. So let's see. Who's going to all be coming in? Pick up that. Is that Amber Henderson?
Yeah.
Be Haynes ball in underneath their own bucket. They're going to go, and it's knocked away. No whistle, no foul. It's knocked out of bounds. Haynes will try it again. They'll throw it in. It'll be Katie Baumgartner. Goes into a Sarah Elliott in now. Long three from the right side. That one put up by Carly Spud. Shot misses. Jumper on the left side. That one up by Sarah Elliott. Shot misses again. Nearing the 11-minute mark, and we're still tied at 11, so all of a sudden both buckets got lids on them.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be Huna's ball. Mariah Martin will inbound the ball.
When'd you come over?
I've been here since Sunday.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep.
How's things in Huna?
Like here, a lot of snow.
Yeah, I bet.
And Melissa Fisher will bring the ball up the floor. She's looking, dribbles right top of the key over to Alice Johnson, down the post to Mariah. She gets double teamed. Back on top to Johnson. Back on top to Alice Johnson. She drives right, threw it down in the corner and threw it away. It'll be a Haynes ball going the other way.
So they'll bring it in backcourt. Outlet pass will be thrown in by Fran Daly. Daly goes into Sarah Elliott. Comes quickly down top of the key, passes left. Over there to Carly Spud. Spud brings it around, bounce passes in the paint. Little fadeaway jumper. It's partially blocked. That was put up.
The rebound comes down to Henderson. Off to Johnson. Johnson pulls up free throw line. Over and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes. Haynes coming back the other way now.
Sarah Elliott with it. She's going to go. No, she's not going to go all the way. She's going to try and give on the left side to Carly Spud, but it's broken up by Huna. Now, who's coming in for Haynes? 24. Taryn White's back in.
Yeah, Taryn White came in for Huna.
Two substitutions in for Haynes. Coming back in is Lisa Schultz and also Alisa Besky. Haynes ball in under their own bucket. Will be thrown in by Schultz. Schultz goes over on the left side as she gives off to Elliott. Back out to Schultz, top of the key, fakes left, goes right, tries to drive in the lane, cuts across the top, up off the glass, no good. Besky gets the rebound, puts it up, gets her own conversion, her own rebound, tries a conversion, And it's knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it came off of Huna. Haynes ball in as we're now under the 10-minute mark. Back out to Sarah Elliott, inside turnaround jumper by Besky, won't go, cleared off by Taryn White.
White hands off to Melissa Fisher. Melissa Fisher will bring the ball up the floor. Fisher drives top of the key, down into the paint, lays it up underhand, no good. Rebound comes down off to Taryn White. She puts it up, no good. Battling underneath, kicks it back out to Mariah Martin in the corner to Alice Johnson. She fires, and that's good. Huna goes back on top, 13-11.
Was that a three?
Two.
Okay, that's 13-11. I would have known that if I looked up because we were tied at 11. Back we go with Besky working in the paint, and Elliott puts it up, won't go. Besky gets a rebound, her shot up, it won't go. Then a whistle and a foul.
The foul's on Terran White on Una.
That is 13th foul. Well, that's actually the fourth for, oh no, there's three for Haynes. 9:14 to go as Pesky's at the line, and she puts it up and in, and she's now 1 for 3. She missed her first two. So we have reinforcements coming here.
Yeah.
Next one up by Besky. 13-12, a one-point game. She could tie it again. Up in, and she does. So we're tied at 11, then we're tied at 13, and we go the other way.
Now here comes Una the other way. Mariah Martin bringing the ball up the floor. Dribble top of the key, going left, goes around the screen by Johnson, baseline, she pulls up from about 17 feet, over and off, no good, and Haynes gets the rebound coming the other way.
And they're going to fast break it over to Carly Spud, and she loses control of it, it's knocked away out of bounds, and I think it came off of Haynes.
That was good defense by Mariah Martin, she knocked the ball off her leg, and Huna gets the ball back. So she inbounds to Melissa Fisher, and she gives it right back to Mariah Martin, she'll bring the ball up the floor. Mariah dribbles top of the key. Oh, it's going to be stolen away by Daly for Haynes. She's dribbling down, being chased by Melissa Fisher, and she knocks the ball out of bounds, and they say it's off of Haynes, back to Huna.
Good defense.
That was good defense by Melissa as she ran her down from behind and caused a turnover, so Huna gets the ball back. Into Chrissy Beam. Chrissy Beam brings it up the floor. She's dribbling top of the key. Looking left. Passes off to the right-hand side over to Taryn White. White pulls up three-point line, looking. She gives it to Johnson. Johnson fires a three. It's an air ball, and the ball will go back over to Hand.
We're all tied at... That didn't come out very good. We're all tied at 13.
Madonna.
Madonna Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
Oh, is that Johnson?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
The Daly dribbling right, being closely guarded by Melissa Fisher, down on the baseline to shove. She fires up, no good. Rebound comes down to Chrissy Beam. Chrissy Beam bringing it up the court. She pulls up as it's 1-on-4 off to Melissa Fisher. She drives down right-hand side, fires up off the glass, and good. So Huna goes back on top, 15-13 at the 7:48 mark here to go in the first half.
Who's that, Taryn, that got that?
Melissa Fisher.
Melissa Fisher, okay, there you go. I was changing my Madonna to Johnson.
So they had a kick ball there. It would be Haynes' ball on the baseline.
We're going to be back in. It's going to come into Besky on the right side.
Air ball. Rebound comes down to Madonna Johnson. Over to Melissa Fisher. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Driving left, top of the key. She pulls up from about 16 feet, front rim, no good. Battles for her own rebound. Haynes comes out there with it, and they're going to call it travel. So the ball will get back, turned back over to Huna. So Huna will inbound the ball down on the baseline. Chrissy Bean will inbound the ball. She fires it in. Oh, it's deflected out by Haynes. So it's still Huna's ball on the baseline. And Chrissy Bean will try and inbound the ball again. Looking nice bounce pass inside to Mariah Martin. Missed the left-handed layup. Rebound comes out to Haynes.
Besky picked it up. They're going to fast break on the right side. Lay it up in the lane off the glass and good.
That was a nice crossover move by Daly as she went right around and scored the bucket. Here comes Melissa Fisher the other way. Goes into the lane. She goes up. Gets knocked to the floor. No call. The ball will be baseline out of bounds to Huna. So Chrissy Bean will inbound underneath. Into LaDonna Johnson. She comes out top to Taryn White. Back down on the baseline to Chrissy Bean. Chrissy Bean goes left. Pulls up from about 12 feet. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes. Haynes going the other way. jump shot up by Haynes, no good. Got the rebound go. And
nice
put it
one.
Up and in.
That was number 11, wasn't it?
Lynch. Yep. So here comes Mariah Martin the other way. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout by Kuna.
Yeah, we'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back in 1 minute, 6:24 to go at 17:15. Haynes up over Una. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juno Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Okay, we're back to the Juno Douglas High School Gym. Huna inbounds the ball off to Mariah Martin, off to Taryn White. Alice Johnson dribbling on top of the key. Going around a pick by Melissa Fisher. She pulls up down into the post to Taryn White. She spins one way, goes the other way, puts it up off the glass to two, and she's going to be fouled. So Taryn White puts it in, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play. Let's see who they called the foul on here. Well, they called the foul on number five. So that foul was on Lisa Shove. Taryn White at the free throw line. It's up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Mariah Martin. She puts it up, no good. Elliott for Haynes comes out of there with the rebound. She's dribbling down off the shove. She lays it up, and she's going to be fouled by Alex Johnson. So she'll be going to the free throw line for two for Haynes. Scores all tied up at 17-17 with 5:55 to go in the first half. So the first shot is up, back rim, no good. She'll get one more shot here.
I missed who made the last bucket. So it would have been Huna.
It was Taryn White.
Okay, there we go.
So Shev made one of two from the free throw line. So Haynes is up 18-17. Melissa Fisher bringing the ball across the line. Pass down to the free throw line to Taryn White. Down inside to Mariah Martin. Martin back outside. Going for Fisher and it's stolen away. Haynes all the way back down the other way. Layup. Missed the layup. Taryn White picks it up on the rebound and she's going to be fouled by number 55.
Well, that'll be the first foul on Besky.
Yeah, the foul's on Besky. So Melissa Fisher and Huna will come the other way. She dribbling top of the key. Goes around a pick by Mariah Martin. Knocked away. Regains control. She's being closely guarded here by number 11. That's Lynch. Down inside to Taryn White. She slips and falls, and they're going to call the travel. So traveling on Taryn White, and the ball turns over back to Haynes. So Daly inbounds the ball to Lynch. She'll bring the ball up the court, being guarded by Melissa Fisher, back over to Daly. She's dribbling on top of the key, being guarded by Alice Johnson. Goes down into the post to Elliott. Elliott over on top to Besky. She's being guarded by Melissa Fisher, back on top to Lynch. Ball's knocked away by Taryn White. They go to the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. So it looks like the possession arrow will give the ball back to Haynes.
Well, we've got 4:53
to
go.
They gave it to Huna. No, there's a mistake there. The ref handed the ball to Chrissy Bean, and she was getting inbounded, and everybody hollered, no, it's Haynes' ball. So Haynes will inbound the ball on the baseline. Out on top to Besky. Number 31 for Haynes fires a three.
Kale Meyer,
that was no good, and the ball's knocked out of bounds, so it'll be Huna ball. Mariah Martin inbounds to Melissa Fisher. She hands it back to Martin. Martin will come across the timeline. Three dribbles left, down underneath, pass to Chrissy Bean down in the lane. The shot's up, no good. Taryn White comes out of there with it. She puts it up, no good. Mariah Martin gets the rebound. She goes up and banks it in. So Huna goes back on top, 19-18. And here comes Lynch for Haynes. She's being guarded by Melissa Fisher. Goes around a pick by Besky. Picked up by Taryn White. Back out on top to Daly. She fires three. No good. Over and off. Rebound comes down to Melissa Fisher. So Huna comes back across the timeline. They're kind of slowing things up here. Melissa drives into the lane. Underhand, she's going to be fouled. It looks like they're going to call the foul on Besky. So Melissa Fisher will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws.
Foul number two on Besky.
So Melissa Fisher will be shooting her first of two free throws here. First one is up. Bouncing, over and off, no good. Should get one more shot here. Substitution for Huna. Paula Drake will come into the game for Taryn White. Melissa Fisher's second free throw is up. She banked it in, and they're going to call a lane violation, wave it off. It'll be Haynes ball.
Okay, so she goes 0 for 2 on the count.
Remains
18-19.
So the ball comes into Lynch for Haynes. She's being guarded by Melissa Fisher. She goes around a pick by Elliott. Fisher's on her. Off to Besky. She's being guarded by Paula Drake. Goes down into the post to Daly. She spins. Nice spin move off the glass. No good. Rebound by Besky. She's battling underneath, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Chrissy Bean. So it'll be Haynes' ball. Down on the baseline. So Haynes inbounds the ball into Besky. She fires down underneath to Daly. She goes up left hand. A nice shot over Alice Johnson. So Haynes goes back on top 20-19 at the 3:28 mark of the first half. Fisher drives down into the lane, kind of out of control. Now she lost it. Haynes go for it to try and save it, but she slid out of bounds, so the ball will be back over to Huna. Another substitution. Taryn White comes right back into the game, and Mariah Martin will sit down for a break.
Okay.
Ball's inbound to Taryn White. She loses control, regains control, back out on top to Chrissy Bean. Chrissy Bean looking. She passed the ball over to Drake, over to Alice Johnson, top of the key. She pump fakes. Pass knocked away. She regains control. She dribbling top of the key. Tries down in the post to Drake. She gets the ball, and they're going to call jump ball.
That was a good call.
Yeah, she kind of fumbled the ball, lost control, and Haynes made it to tie her up before she can get the shot off.
We're under 3 minutes now, and Ryan Houlihan on his way up. We'll break at halftime and switch gears here and cruise.
So the ball goes into Taryn White. She fires up outside the backboard. Chrissy Bean gets control back over to Melissa Fisher. She brings it back on top to Alice Johnson. Over to Chrissy Bean in the corner. She dribbles back out top. Alice Johnson, she fires down into the post to Taryn White. Back over to Melissa Fisher. Fisher being closely guarded by Lynch. She spins, drives into the lane, puts up a 12-footer, and it's good. She banks it in. So Huna goes back on top 21-20 with 2:25 to go in the first half. Elliott drives down inside, puts it up off the glass, and she's going to be fouled. So she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul goes against Chrissy Bean. That's her second. So Elliott shooting two. First one is up. Off the backboard, no good. So she'll get one more shot here.
She missed that one.
Yep. Her second shot is up. Back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Besky. She spins, fires up, no good. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Haynes. So it will be Una ball. Chrissy Bean inbounds the ball to Alice Johnson. She'll bring it up the court. Chrissy Bean sets the pick for her. She goes around the pick on the right. They fire down the post to Paula Drake. She tries the underhand scoop. No good. Elliot for Haynes comes out of there, and she's pushing the ball up. She drives right into the lane, goes up, and they're going to call a travel. As it looked like Alice Johnson might have got a hand on the ball.
Under 2 minutes to go now, as it'll be Huna to bring it in backcourt.
So now we have another substitution. Brandon Johansson comes in the game, and Paula Drake will sit down. Melissa Fisher bringing the ball up the floor, being guarded by Lynch. She goes around a pick by Karen White. She goes right to the bucket, puts it up. Oh, no good. Rebound comes down to Besky. She fires down court to Elliott. Elliott puts it up. No good. Melissa Fisher comes out of there with the rebound. She pushes it down the other way, all the way up to Karen White. She lays it up and in. So Hoonah's ahead 23-20 with 1:25 to go in the half. Here comes Elliott over to Besky, left side. She fires about 16-footer. In and out, no good. Got her own rebound. Battle for it on the floor. Ooh, there's a three-pointer for Haynes.
Kielmeyer
hits a three. So we're tied at the one-minute mark of the first half. And Melissa Fisher will walk the ball up the floor. Being guarded by Lynch. She goes left side. Goes around a pick by Brennan Johansson. Goes back on top to Johansson. Johansson cross court to Alice Johnson. She swings it back over to Chrissy Bean. She fires down into the post to Karen White. She goes up, no good. And a battle for the rebound, and there's going to be a foul. I believe they called it on Haynes.
Let's see if they do.
So Huna will inbound the ball on the baseline down. It fires into Taryn White. Alice Johnson pulls in over to Brennan Johansson. She fires it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Taryn White. She goes up, banks it in. Now here comes Haynes coming the other way. Lynch, there's 20 seconds to go in the half. She's being guarded by Melissa Fisher. Three-pointer put up by Haynes in the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Elliott. She's being guarded by Chrissy Bean. Stolen away by Taryn White. Chrissy Bean has the ball, and she had it knocked out of her hand by Elliott. And Huna will have the ball with 5 seconds to go in the half. Here comes Alice Johnson coming up across the timeline over to Taryn White. Taryn White fires a long three. No good. And the halftime score is Huna 25, Haynes 23.
We'll be back.
We will be back in 2 minutes with your halftime stats.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota. Let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited-time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't play it cool.
We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call Ike's Pew. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights. Don't play it cool. Call Ike's Pew.
Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway, open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, coming in hot in an emergency situation. We're back in action here. It's halftime between Ahuna and Haynes, the ladies in the W bracket. And let's see here. I've got Haynes' stats. Your high score for the team so far in this first half, apparently, because I wasn't here. But Fran Daly is who I have. 7 points for Fran. Next, you've got Lisa Shove. 5 points there. Stoli Lynch, 2 points. Krista Kyle Meyer, 3 points. And Alyssa Besky, 6 points. Scoreless, I've got Carly Spud, Sarah Elliott, Samantha Clay, Jen Bader, Kelly Baumgartner, Sabrina Stickler, and Tiffany DeWitt.
All right, and that's going to do it. If you want to go through Hoonas real quick.
Yeah, I can run down Hoonas as well. Oh, yeah, I didn't see you didn't have stats over there. Okay, Hoona, I've got your high score is Mariah Martin. She's got 9 points in the first half here. Melissa Fisher seems to be next. Well, she's tied for second. Melissa Fisher with 6 points, tied with Taryn White, also with 6 points. Then you've got Alice Johnson, 4 points. And everybody else is scoreless. That's Brenna Johansson, Donita White, Chrissy Bean, LaDonna Johnson, Amber White, Trina White, okay, Paula Drake, and Amber Anderson. And I apologize if I'm mispronouncing any of these names. They're totally going off the cuff here as I'm coming in hot.
We'll get you in. I'm going to run down and check the official scorebook. We'll be back in a minute.
Juneau Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your Boss snowplow dealer for Juneau. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juneau Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juneau Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juneau Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Four location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
All right, and we're back down here for gold medal action in the JDHS Gymnasium as we're waiting for the second half to get underway. It just did, as a matter of fact. And we got Haynes with the ball. Haynes going to wing around at number 24. I'm going to try to learn these names off the fly, but until then, it's going to be a lot of numbers coming your way. Number 5, Lisa Shove with the ball right now. She's going to pass it off to the right side. And she is going to wait for a play to develop. She'll wing it over to number 20. That's Sarah Elliott. Elliott out to number 55. That's Alyssa Besky. Back to number 5, Lisa Shove. Over to the left side, it's number 20. Sarah Elliott putting up possibly a long 2 or a 3, but it doesn't go, so it doesn't matter much. And now Huna inbounding, or rebounding the ball.
Melissa Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Being guarded by Lynch. She dribbles right, waiting for a pick from LaDonna Johnson, and it's going to go off Lynch's leg. Huna will inbound the ball. Being inbounded by Johnson, she fires on top to Chrissy Bean. Chrissy Bean looking. She fires underneath, and it's too high, throws it out of bounds, and the ball will be turned over to Haynes.
And Haynes will wait to inbound the ball. It's Fran Daly getting ready to toss it in. And now it's Stoli Lynch bringing the ball up the first half of the court. across the timeline. Now she's going to the right. She passes to the right, number 5, up to the top of the perimeter, number 24, then back to number 55. That's Alyssa Besky, who does some work in the post to get a shot up, but it does not go. She is fouled, though. And waiting to see who that foul was.
The foul was on Taryn White.
Okay. That'll be her second foul of the game in that case. And it sends Alyssa Besky up to the line. I've got her 2 of 4 from the free throw line so far tonight in the first half. Her first free throw of the second half doesn't go. Rattles off the rim. And Ituna still in the lead by 2 points, 25-23, with just over a minute having gone by in the second half. Second free throw shot is missed by Besky.
Rebound comes down to Taryn White. Melissa Fisher will bring it across the timeline, being guarded by Lynch, who goes around a pick by Mariah Martin, drives down, kicks it back out to Taryn White. She pulls up free throw line, cross court over to LaDonna Johnson, back inside to White. She goes up, in and out, no good, and rebound comes down to Haynes to Besky.
Yep, Besky with the ball. She'll pass it off to number 11. That is Stoli Lynch as she comes across the timeline. She can drive a little bit to the right, pass it off to the right side, Sarah Elliott. Elliott over to number 5 in the right-hand corner. She's going to get it to the post. That was Besky, I believe. Falling over, though, as that pass was coming in, and the whistle comes. We'll see what the... Well, it looks like Huna gets the ball. I'm not sure exactly what they called there.
Yeah, I didn't see what they called, but the ball comes in to Mariah Martin. She'll bring it up the court. So we have Mariah Martin, Chrissy Bean, Taryn White, Melissa Fitter, and LaDonna Johnson on the floor. Mariah drives down, fires up left-handed, no good. Rebound comes down to Elliott for Haynes.
Yep, Stoli Lynch passes the ball ahead. Oh, on a fast break attempt, but the pass goes out of bounds. Trying to hit Fran Daly there down the court, and now it's Tuna's ball, bringing it back the other way.
So Taryn White inbounds the ball to Melissa Fisher. She'll bring it up the floor. She's picked up by Lynch. She dribbles down into the paint, over to Chrissy Bean, back on top to Taryn White. Slow setter step, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Daly for Haynes.
Yeah.
Stolen away by Melissa Fisher. She fires back on top to Mariah Martin. She looks right side, Taryn White. Taryn White puts it on the floor, back out to Melissa Fisher, and it's stolen away by Lynch, and Haynes going the other way.
Yeah, trying to initiate a fast break. They've got about a 3-on-2 on the other end, and it was number 20, I think, Sarah Elliott putting up that. Yep. Didn't go second chance point, though. Did you catch who got that rebound and put it in?
Besky.
Besky.
She has a foot back.
All right.
So we're tied up again at 25. Mariah Martin brings the ball up the court for Huna. She's dribbling right, looking for a pick from Taryn White. Over to Johnson. Two fires. No good. Over and off. Rebound comes down to Lynch for Haynes.
And Lynch passes it ahead to Sarah Elliott, who's all alone on the other side of the floor. Easy layup. That one's good for two.
So Huna calls timeout as Haynes goes back on top, 27-25.
Yep, so that, let's take a 30-second break while we wait for this timeout. We'll be back.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
All right, and we're back as the teams take the floor again to resume play. It's going to be Huna's ball as they inbound it on the far side.
So it's inbounded by Melissa Fisher into Chrissy Bean. She passed the ball up the floor to Mariah Martin. She's on the left side and being guarded by Elliott. Three-point range. Dribbles down to the baseline. Nobody there. Back out to Chrissy Bean. Bean tries to force it inside and is stolen away by Shove for Haynes, and then Chrissy Bean commits the foul.
Yep, so it'll remain Haynes' ball then.
That'll be the third foul on Chrissy Bean.
Yep. So the score is now Haynes in the lead, 27-25, 16:45 left in the game. And here comes Sarah Lynch passing off to Sarah Elliott as she crosses the timeline on the right side now at the perimeter. She'll dish it inside to number 55 in the post. She makes a nice move. That was Alyssa Besky with another 2 points for her.
So Haynes is now ahead 29-25. Mariah Martin brings the ball up the floor. She pulls up top of the key, 3-point range, fires, and she gets it. She nails a three, so it's 29-28. Huna draws back to within one.
And now Haynes coming back the other way. It's Besky taking the ball up the court. She's on the right side now. She'll do some work in the post, get another layup to go, and that's another 2 points for Besky.
Mariah Martin brings the ball up the floor for Huna. She dribbles right side, being guarded by Elliott. Over to Tara Martin, loses control, regains control. Ball over her head, standing 3-point range, looking for someone to pass to. Nobody open. Alice Johnson comes and gets the ball. She dribbles left. Ball knocked away by Sev. She picks it back up. Dribbles top of the key, bounce pass down into Taryn White, and she lost control, and they're going to call a double dribble. So it's a turnover for Huna, and the ball will go back to Haynes.
Yep. And it's going to be Sarah Elliott inbounding to Lynch. Lynch will take it up. Oh, no, she'll pass it off to Elliott, and she'll take it across the timeline. And Elliott passes over to number 5 on the right side. That was Lisa Shove inside to number 24. Yeah, 24. That was a friend, Daly, missing the layup, but ball went out of bounds, and they'll say Haynes will keep it, so they'll inbound under their bucket. Here comes the pass. Out to tried to get it to Besky, but it's batted away by a Huna player, and I think in trying to recover that, she steps out of bounds. Still Haynes' ball. They're going to inbound it just a few feet away from where they inbounded it last time. Ball comes in to number 24. Number 24 is going to take the three-point shot from the left side. That was Fran Daly with a three-pointer right there.
So Mariah Martin brings the ball up the court for Huna. She dribbles down. She pulls up and fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Shove for Haynes.
Yep. Shove in a little bit of trouble, but she is able to get the ball out to Lynch and then Besky. And Besky will take it across. She's a little bit ahead of most of the defenders, so tries to make something happen. Gets fouled from behind. Oh, no. She got traveled is what she did.
Yeah, they
looked like she got a foul from behind.
Yeah, they
called
travel. Travel.
So it's in the ball now.
So Huna inbounds the ball. Mariah Martin will walk it up the floor. So Mariah Martin pulls up 3-point range, goes around to pick set by Melissa Fisher over to Alice Johnson, left side. She dribbles down, spin dribble, and she is going to be fouled by Elliott for Haynes. So I don't think it was a shooting foul. Huna will inbound the ball on the baseline. Substitution for Huna. Amber White comes in, and Taryn White will sit down. Amber tries to inbound the ball, and Besky kicked the ball, so Huna will inbound the ball on the baseline again. Gets it into Alice Johnson, fires over to LaDonna Johnson. She's dribbling in, loses control, picks it up, back out on top to Alice Johnson. Over to Amber White, top of the key. She fires a three, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Elliott for Haynes.
And Haynes now coming back the other way. It's over to Lynch on the right side, back to Elliott. And Elliott will take the three-pointer. That one goes. 3 points for Elliott.
And Haynes opens up a 9-point lead.
All of a sudden, 14 points left in the half.
So Melissa Fisher across the timeline being guarded by Lynch. She drives up free throw line, back on top to LaDonna Johnson. She fires three, and she gets it.
Nice shot there from Johnson. And here comes Haynes coming back the other way, and they bound inbound to Daly, who had a little bit of space in the post to work with. Gets the layup up, doesn't go, but she's fouled. And, yeah, it looks like they call that one on LaDonna Johnson the foul. That's her first of the game. And it's Daly stepping up to the line. She's 3-for-3 in the first half, but now she'll have to go 3-for-4. She misses her first shot from the free throw line in this half. Second shot is prepared for. It's put up, and it goes in.
Now, Huna inbounds the ball into Johnson, back to Fisher. Fisher will bring the ball up the floor. She's being picked up by Lynch. She dribbles left side, pass over to Mariah Martin. Mariah Martin will put up a three, and it's good.
Mariah Martin
knocks down a three from about 3 feet behind the line for Huna.
And now it's Daly once again in the post on the left side, driving with the layup. Layup didn't go, but again she was fouled. So she should go back to the line. And this time that foul called on Amber White. That's her first of the game. Fran Daly stepping up to the line. She went 1 of 2 in her last trip. Here comes the first shot. Up, it's in. Counted for one. Shot number two is no good. It bounces out, but Besky gets the rebound, puts it up, does not go, and now Huna will get that rebound.
Melissa Fisher will bring the ball up the floor for Huna. She goes around a pick set by Mariah Martin. top of the key to Amber White. Goes left side to Alice Johnson. She goes down in the post to Mariah Martin. Back out to Melissa Fisher. She fires and hits the long two. So Haynes leads 39-36.
Yeah, just a three-point lead for Haynes as they come across the other way. And they're going to inbound it to Bethke on the right side of the post. She gets around her person, and it does not go. But she was fouled.
The crowd
doesn't like it.
Yeah. The foul. They called the foul on Amber White.
Yep. She had just committed a foul a little bit ago, so that's her second of the game. Bethke, now I have 2 of 6 so far in the game. And first shot is up, and it's good.
Another substitution for Una.
Yep.
Saren White coming in for LaDonna Johnson.
Haynes with a chance to extend the lead to 5 here with just under 13 minutes left in the game. Here comes the second free throw shot. It's up, and it's good. Another point for Bethke. And we had a timeout here on the court. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back to you from the Juneau Douglas High School gym for gold medal action.
No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown, Lemon Creek, and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
Welcome back to the second half of the game. It's 13 minutes left in the game. Haynes up with a 5-point lead, and here comes Huna.
Melissa Fisher dribbles left-hand side, pulls up, picks up her dribble, and she passes down into the post to Taryn White. Taryn White on top to Amber White. She throws it away. Haynes comes out of there with the ball.
Yep, Lynch brings it across, passes off to Bethke. Bethke drives to the right, gets inside, gets the layup up. It misses, but she's fouled again. And I think that time, if I saw it right, they're going to call that on Taryn White.
Yes.
And that's her third foul of the game for Taryn White. Bethke at the line now. She's doing a little bit of work this half from the free throw line. I have her 2 of 4 just in the half. And I guess 4 of 8 for the whole game so far. So shooting 50%, but she'll dip below that now as she misses her first free throw shot. Second shot, here it comes. It's up. And it rattles around and comes out. Ooh, and Huna does that nice little maneuver where you're going out of bounds. She throws it off the Haynes player.
Yeah, that was a nice move by Melissa Fisher as she caught the ball going out of bounds and threw it off the leg of Haynes. So Melissa Fisher comes across the timeline. She's picked up by Lynch. She drives left-hand side, and they're going to call the foul on Lynch with the push. So Huna will inbound the ball.
I think that will be... We'll all wait for the board, but yep, that's Lynch's first foul of the game.
So Mariah Martin will inbound the ball. She passes in to Taryn White. Taryn White being guarded by Bethke. Down to Alice Johnson, back to Taryn White. She drives inside, puts it up. No good, battle for the rebound. Taryn White goes up, and she counts, makes the basket, and she's going to be fouled. So she'll go to the free throw line with a chance for a three-point play. Let's see who they called the foul on here. Oh, they called it on Bethke. That's her third personal foul for Haynes. Taryn White at the free throw line. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Bethke, and Haynes going the other way.
And here comes Bethke passing off to the right, up to the top of the perimeter now. That was Daly over to Lynch on the left side. She just had her foot on the line, so I believe that'll be a long two, but she does make it go. Now Haynes with a 5-point lead. 12 minutes left in the game, and Huna's coming across.
So Melissa Fisher coming back the other way for Huna, being guarded by Lynch. Goes around a pick by Mariah Martin. She drives down. Going to go all the way to the basket, puts it up off the backboard. No good. Bethke comes out of there with the rebound for Haynes.
Yep, Bethke passes off to number 5 as they're coming across the line. with a little bit of speed, a little bit of pep in their step, but too much because they lose the ball throwing away.
Yeah, stolen away by Melissa Fisher. Here comes Alice Johnson. Goes up court to Amber White. Down on the baseline to Taryn. Taryn White goes down inside to Melissa or Mariah Martin, and she puts it up in for two.
Nice pass and a nice off the ball move.
As soon as Huna gets back to within 1 point at 43-42.
Now, hey, here comes Haynes bringing it across. As they're up 3 points with 11 minutes left in this game, that was number 20 takes a three-point shot that doesn't go. Huna with the rebound.
Pardon me, I thought it was 43-42. It's 43-40.
Ah, okay.
So Melissa Fisher, she gives the ball off to Mariah Martin. Mariah Martin over across to Alice Johnson. She drives into the lane, back on top to Fisher. She fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Besky for Haynes.
And now it is Lynch coming across. She'll pass off to Elliott. Right as they are both down in the post, Elliott gets a short jumper to go. That's 2 points.
That was a nice pass by Lynch.
Yeah.
So it's 45-40, Haynes. 10:28 to go in the game. Melissa Fisher brings the ball up for Huna. She goes around a pick by Mariah Martin, goes left, stops, passes down in the corner to Amber White. Ball's deflected. Melissa Fisher picks it up. She goes cross court to Alice Johnson. She's dribbling, spins, fires back to Melissa Fisher off her hands, picked up by Amber White. Amber White dribbles free throw line, gives it over to Mariah Martin. She goes left down baseline, and she'll bring it back on top to reset. Mariah Martin looks for someone to pass to over to Amber White. Amber White dribbles, picks up her dribble, picked up by Alice Johnson, and she throws it away, and Lynch will go all the way down the other way for a layup, and she missed it.
Missed the bunny.
And Melissa Fisher gets the rebound, and then there's going to be a foul on him.
Yeah, they're going to call that foul on Sully Lynch just to add a little bit of insult to injury or injury to insult. That's her second foul of the game.
So Huna laying down the ball. As Danita White comes into the game for Huna. So Chrissy Bean brings the ball up the floor. She's looking left. She goes inside to Taryn White. Taryn White catches it. Nowhere to go. Looking, and she puts it up, and gets it to roll around and drops it in. So it's 45-42, Haynes.
Yep, and it's Sylvie Lynch coming across. She'll pass off to the right side to Lisa Shove. Lisa Shove's going to dribble around and pass it back. So number 24, who was pretty deep behind the arc, that was Fran Daly, though. She gets it to go.
That was a long three.
Yeah, it was. And 48-42 now. 9 minutes left here, Tuna.
Melissa Fisher drives all the way down the baseline, has a block, gets her own rebound. Kicks it back on top to Johnson. Johnson drives baseline, pulls up from about 16 feet, and too hard over the top of the rim, and Haynes will go the other way.
Yep, Lynch with a nice clean block there on that last possession. She'll bring it up and pass it kind of through her own teammate's legs. She passed it through Lisa Shell's legs on the other side. It goes out of bounds as soon as ball again.
So Huna gets the ball right back on the turnover. Chrissy Bean laying down the ball to Melissa Fisher. Fisher brings it up the court. She's going to be picked up by Lynch. She pulls up, free throw line, back out on top to Chrissy Bean. And we have a 3 second call on Huna.
Really?
So the ball will go back to Haynes.
Haynes getting ready to inbound the ball. We have a substitution coming out for Huna. It's 48-42, 6 point lead for Haynes with 8.5 minutes left in the game. And Sylvie Lynch is bringing the ball across the timeline. She'll pass off to the left to number 31. That's Christina Clymer. Kyle Meyer. Anyways, ball ends up going out of bounds. They're saying it was off of Haynes. Huna's got the ball now.
That'd be Huna's ball. Ball comes in to Zanita White. She passes it up to Chrissy Bean. Chrissy Bean dribble on top of the key. Picks up her dribble, throws it down in the corner to Taryn White. She brings it back on top. Free throw line, puts up the jumper, no good. Battle for the rebound, gets her own rebound, and then it's going to be tied up. We're going to have a jump ball, and it looks like the possession arrow will give it back to Huna.
Nice hustle play there by Taryn White. After she took that shot, she didn't even hesitate for a second. She went right running in for the rebound. I like seeing that.
The ball comes into LaDonna Johnson on the baseline. She spins. Kicks it out to Brenna Johansson. She fires, no good. Rebound comes down to Lynch for Haynes.
And now it's going to be Lynch passing off to Daly, and they'll bring it across. Kind of a loopy pass to number 34, but she gathers it. Takes a long two-pointer, and that one's good. That's Tiffany DeWitt with her first 2 points of the half, looks like.
So Chrissy Bean coming back the other way, spin dribble, free throw line, bounce pass into Taryn White. She drives in on Daly and goes right up and scores.
Taryn White doing some work in the post there. It's now 50-44 in Haynes' favor. 6-point lead, 7.5 left in the game. And we've got a long two-pointer made by Lisa Shove, as quick as that on the other side. Now 52-44 in Haynes.
And Chrissy Bean coming the other way. She dribbles down the left side, being guarded by Shove. She fires up a shot from about 12 feet, and she gets that to go.
And now you've got Haynes coming back the other way. It is Daly bringing it back. She'll kick it off to the left-hand corner, though, who puts up the three-pointer. Doesn't go. It sails over the rim, in fact, for an air ball. Air ball, now Hoonah's ball.
Yeah, Chrissy Dean coming the other way. She's going in against Shove. Pass down inside to Taryn White was no good.
And as they're trying to bring the ball back the other way, they're going to call a foul and give the ball back to Hoonah, waiting to see who that foul was called on.
Yeah, the ball was tipped, and then they called a loose ball foul on Haynes.
Yeah.
So Chrissy Bean will inbound on the baseline for Hoonah.
Okay, that foul on Tiffany DeWitt, that's her second of the game.
She throws it in and throws it away. So Lynch comes out of there with the ball for Haynes.
Right to Lynch. Yeah, she seems happy to have it. She'll take it all the way. Well, not all the way. She'll take it to the perimeter and kind of dribble back, pass it off to Lisa Shove, who's on kind of the right side of the top of the perimeter. Now off to number 24 into the post, but it's knocked out of bounds by Hoonah. So Haynes will keep it here and inbound it. 6.5 minutes, just over 6.5 minutes left in the game. Haynes is leading. It's 52-46. 6-point lead for Haynes. And we got some substitutions. Besky coming back in for Haynes. Sarah Elliott coming in. Number 34, Tiffany DeWitt went out. Didn't see who else. Oh, looks like number 13, Carly Spud, also coming out. Inbound now coming in. They'll pass it off to Daly over in the right corner. Back to Besky, still in the right corner. Daly up a little bit higher up the floor. She'll drive right up the left to the middle and put up a floater. Doesn't go, but the rebound is given to Lisa Shove, who also misses a two-pointer. Now Hoonah with the rebound.
So Melissa Fisher will bring the ball up for Hoonah. Goes around a screen by Mariah Martin. She spins down into the paint and loses the ball. So Haynes comes out of there with it.
Yeah, and a little bit of a fast break opportunity here. You've got Stoli Lynch with the dribble move to cut to the left, loser man, and get the layup to go. That was a nice move.
A very nice move. She faked one way and then went back the other way and laid it in. So Mariah Martin bringing the ball up. Hoonah's down by 8 with 5:50 to go on this ball game. Mariah fires over to Melissa Fisher, back to Mariah Martin. She drives left, being guarded by Sub, spin dribble, bringing it back out top. Back on top to Fisher. Fisher goes left, hands off to Taryn White. Taryn White, top of the free throw line, down inside to Mariah Martin. She spins, fires up left-handed, and she's going to be fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Sarah Elliott put her hand up, taking responsibility for the foul. We'll see if the refs agree. They do. That'll be her second foul of the game for Sarah Elliott.
So Mariah Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot two to try and cut into Haynes' 8-point lead. First one is up. No good. So Mariah Martin's second free throw coming up. And she missed the second one as well. Rebound comes down to Taryn White. She puts it up and she was fouled. So she'll get a chance at a 3-point play for Hoonah.
Again, Taryn White with the hustle down there. And this time it pays off for her. That foul is on number 55, Besky. That's her fourth foul of the game. So she's in a bit of foul trouble with 5.5 minutes left in the game.
But Taryn White shooting the free throw, back rim, bounces around, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Shove for Haynes.
Yep, here comes Haynes. They're up 54-48, and it's over to Lynch on the left side, and she gets the layup to go. Another 2 points for Lynch. That'll make it 56-48 with just over 5 minutes left in this game. Haynes in the lead.
So Mariah Martin pulls up, free throw line, she'll dribble left, hands off to Taryn White. Taryn White standing out about 3-point range, dribbles into the free throw line, back out to Chrissy Bean. Chrissy Bean goes left, spins. Nice fake, puts up a 8-footer, no good. And I think it's going to be out of bounds off of Haynes.
So Huna will inbound the ball. Yeah, substitution. Triana White coming in for Brandon Johansson. So Chrissy Bean will inbound the ball on the baseline for Huna. Bounce pass into Taryn White. She goes down inside to Triana White. She fires up. No good. Rebound comes down to Staley for Haynes.
And here comes Besky now, the pass off on the left side, but she'll pass across the post to the right side, and that one will go for Sarah Elliott. Gets a two-pointer there. Now going to give her team the 10-point lead. Haynes up 58-48, 4:37 left in the game.
So Mariah Martin brings it across the timeline. She's going around a pick by Triana White. Fires over to Melissa Fisher, top of the key. She throws it in, and it's going to be stolen away by Daly.
Yep, Daly passes it up to Lynch. Lynch gets held up a little bit by some defenders. Ball comes out, rolls around, and it's Huna ends up with it.
Here comes Fisher the other way off to Mariah Martin. She lays it in for two.
Crowd's loving that one.
So 58-50, Haynes leads with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go.
Yep, you got Sarah Elliott on the right side. Pass over to Daly on the left now. Back to Besky on the other side of the perimeter on the right side now. Over to number five, more on the right. She's going to survey the floor. Back to Besky. And back to Elliott on the left. Now into Lynch, kind of in the corner, but she has a hard time getting the ball, but she does get a hold of it and drives into the free throw line, passes back to Daly. Daly's going to make a move to the left and get a good look. Doesn't go, though, but she got her own rebound. Puts this one up, bounces off the rim, doesn't go. And then it's Besky down there, gets the rebound again. So Haynes will hold possession, and they'll kind of reset this time, take it back. Now off to Besky on the left side of the perimeter. There's a whistle.
Timeout for Haynes.
And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. It's 58-50, 3:24 left in the game.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Sobeloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
And we're back in action here as we await for play to resume. It's going to be Haynes inbounding the ball. Lynch throws it in to Daly, and she will take it up the left side, pass it off to Besky. She's right in the middle of the floor now near the half-court line. She'll dribble around to the right, pass it off to Lynch. Still second guessing myself on his name. Just out to Besky again, high on the right side. She's surveying the floor. She's looking for a screen. It misses the screen. She goes to the right, though, passes it to Lisa Shove. She looks like she stepped out of bounds trying to get it back to Besky.
They're going to call the foul on Chrissy Bean for bumping her out of bounds.
Well, there we go. That wasn't wrong. She was out of bounds. She was just shoved. that foul, that was Chrissy Bean's fourth foul?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're showing on the board. Here comes Lisa Shove's shot. That one goes. 1 point for her. She's 2 for 3 for the night so far, it looks like. That's going to give her team a 9-point lead. 59-50. Haynes in the lead with 3 minutes, 2 seconds left in this game. And we're going to wait until someone ties their shoe to get this second free throw shot off. And here it comes. The dribble, the gather, it's up, and it's in. Shove goes 2 for 2 at the line there. Good to give her team a 10-point lead with 3 minutes left in the game as soon as it comes back across.
So Melissa Fisher dribbles up, pulls up, free throw line, drives all the way down the lane, puts it up too hard, no good. Rebounded Daly for Haynes going the other way.
Yes, Daly pushing it up the floor, looking for the outlet pass. It loses the ball, but ends up getting a hold of it, but it does break up the fast break now. Besky on the right side, out to Lynch at the top, over to Daly on the right side, and she puts up a long three-pointer. Doesn't go, though. Looked like an air ball, might have hit the left side of the rim. Not quite sure, but in any case, here comes Huna.
Well, the ball comes in to Melissa Fisher. She brings the ball up as 2:30 to go in the game, and they're down by 10. She goes down into Taryn White. Taryn White, nice pass over to Mariah Martin, and she gets a layup.
That was a nice pass and a nice off-the-ball move as well.
So 60-52 with 2:19 to go. Haynes leads.
Yep, and we've got Sarah Elliott with the ball on the left side. She'll pass over to Besky at the top. And she gets it over to number 5. That's Lisa Shove. She's got a defender all over. She tries to swat the ball away, but doesn't. Shove able to corral in that ball, get it off to Besky, off to Daly, back to Besky. She's got it on the left side of the perimeter. She'll throw it all the way over across the floor to Lynch. Lynch gets it inside, but it's a miss on the layup. And now Hoonah gets the rebound. They're coming back.
So here comes Mariah Martin. She's over down top of the key, thinks about a three, passes off to Ellis Johnson. She fakes, drives down, puts up a shot off the side of the backboard, no good. And they're battling for the ball, and they're going to call the kick on Haynes. So Hoonah will get the ball down on the baseline with 1:37 to go, and they're trailing by 8. Melissa Fisher will inbound the ball. She fires out on top to Mariah Martin. She'll fire a deep three, and she got it.
And they needed that one, too.
So 60-55 with 1:28 to go. Haynes bringing the ball up.
Yep. Haynes with the 5-point lead. Here they come. They get a little bit of space from number 5. That's Lisa Chubb trying to drive on the right side. Can't make it to the bucket, though, as I believe she was fouled. Yep.
Yeah, she was fouled by Taryn White.
That'll make it Taryn White's 4th foul of the game. Here comes Lisa Chubb now, ready to shoot her pair of free throws. First one's up, and it's good. Good to give her team the 6-point lead with a minute 21 left in this game. It's 61-55. Haynes in the lead. Here comes the second free throw. And that second one is also good. That'll give Haynes the 7-point lead. We got a timeout on the floor. Waiting to see what the length of it is. Let's call it a full timeout. Let's take a full 60-second break then. We'll get back. 62-55. 1:21 left in the game.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Back in action. Hoonah down 7, trying to make something happen late in this game.
Ooh. No, they're going to call a jump ball.
Yeah, off of a missed 3-pointer by having trouble seeing the number. That was Mariah Martin.
Yeah.
Haynes going to inbound the ball now. And we'll have a full court press from Hoonah as Haynes is going to try to get it up. Ooh, and she'll get fouled. That was a
foul on Alice Johnson.
Yep. And that should send. Are we in the bonus? Yeah, that should send Fran Daly to the line. So it's 62-55. Haynes now in the lead 7 points with a minute 06 left in this game. Not out of reach for Hoonah, but they're going to have to make something happen, especially with Daly having the potential to add another 2 points to their lead. Here comes the first free throw shot. It's up. It's off the back of the rim. Doesn't go.
The rebound comes down to Christy Dean. Taryn White brings the ball up the floor off to Mariah Martin. She dribbles top of the key, off to Fisher, back to Martin. Martin fires a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound comes down to Daly for Haynes, and she's going to be fouled by, looks like, Melissa Fisher.
Well, the board is now showing Melissa Fisher. That's her second foul of the game.
And that's the 10th team foul, so Haynes will be shooting the bonus. Two shots.
Yep. All right, so here comes Fran Daly for the first of her two free throws. Her team up 7. Here comes the first shot. It's up. It rattles off the back. Doesn't go. 51.3 seconds left in this game. Haynes 7 points up. It's 62-55 over Hoonah. Second shot is up. And also off the back of the rim. No good. It'll go out of bounds on the rebound attempt, and they're going to say it was off of Haynes. Hoonah gets the ball.
So Hoonah's going to inbound the ball with 49 seconds to go. They trail by 7. Ball comes into Mariah Martin. She brings it up the floor.
Two pulls up to the three-point line being guarded by Elliott. He drives left, hands off to LaDonna Johnson. She fires a three. Back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Bestie, and she's going to be fouled by Taryn White, and Taryn White just fouled out of the ball game.
Yep, that will be it for White as Bestie hits the floor. Goes all the way to the floor with that rebound, but still good for possession. And it's 38.6 seconds left in the game. Haynes still with a 7-point lead, 62-55, and number 55 for Haynes. That's Alyssa Bestie stepping up to the line to take a couple free throw shots. Here comes the first. And it's no good off the back of the rim.
Haynes is missing a lot of free throws here in the last minute.
A lot of them off the back of the rim. Same kind of looking shot, too. Here comes shot number two. Crowd trying to distract her. It's up, and it's off the front of the rim, so that distraction could be working. Here comes Huna.
So Mariah Martin pushes the ball up the floor for Huna. She goes around a pick by Melissa Fisher off to Alice Johnson. Back in the corner to Mariah Martin. She drives baseline. Goes up to Amber Henderson. She fires the shot up. No good. Battle for the ball on the floor. And they're going to call a foul on Huna. So Haynes will go back to the free throw line.
Yep, they call that foul on Melissa Fisher. That's her third. And yeah, Haynes going to step up to the line here. Up 7 points, 62-55 still. I guess there hasn't been a bucket in a little while. 20.2 seconds left on the clock. Here comes the first free throw shot from Sarah Elliott. It's up. It rolls off to the left side. Doesn't go. As we get ready for shot number two, she aims. She puts it up. And it does not go either. That's six straight missed free throws for Haynes. It's my count.
Here comes LaDonna Johnson. She goes inside to Melissa Fisher. She puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, no good. Rebound comes down to Bestie for Haynes.
And as Daly was trying to take it back across, she'll get fouled. She'll go up to the line once again. First foul of the game for Mariah Martin. And it's 5.6 seconds left in the game. Kind of feeling like all but a foregone conclusion at this point. Here comes the first free throw. It's missed.
And Haynes still can't get a free throw.
No, they cannot.
Ball.
But they may not end up needing any of these free throws either. Second shot is up. That one will also miss. Eight straight missed free throws for Haynes.
So Alice Johnson pulls up from about 30 feet. No good. That's the end of the ball game.
That'll be a wrap, folks. So your final score is going to be Haynes taking away the W. It's 62-55 over Huda. So that'll be the end of the game. We will take a 2-minute break. I'll try to get some stat numbers together. We'll do a post-game wrap-up and go from there. We'll be right back, folks.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
right, and we're back in between the action out here at Gold Medal. Game just wrapped up between women's Haynes and Hoonah. Haynes taking the win. It was 62-55 over Hoonah. And let's see here. I'm looking at my stats. I've got really a lot of the high scores were on Hoonah, but I guess they had less players scoring, so less points to go around. Bran Daly, though, your high scorer on the winning team, Haynes. Bran Daly had 15 points. She went 5 of 7 from the line. Next, you got Alyssa Besky right behind her with 14 points. Lisa Shove with 11 points. Sarah Elliott also with 11 points. Soli Lynch had 8. Jen Bader had 3. Krista Kylemeyer had another 3. And Tiffany DeWitt had 2. Scoreless with Sabrina Stickler, Kelly Baumgartner, Samantha Clay, and Carly Spud. Overall, with a lot of those missed, what was it, 8 missed free throws at the end of the game. They go 14 of 24 from the line, but still good enough to win the game, so you, I guess, can't be too upset about it. Meanwhile, Hoonah over on the other end, they had the high score of the game, Taryn White. I have 18 points for her. Next, you've got Mariah Martin right behind her, 17 points. After that, Melissa Fisher has 8, Alice Johnson with 4, LaDonna Johnson with 3, and Chrissy Bean with 2. Scoreless is Danita White, Brenna Johansson, Amber White, Triana White, Paula Drake, and Amber Henderson. The Hoonah squad goes 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Not as many attempts, and consequently not as many points. So that's going to wrap it up for this game. We are awaiting our next game starting. Let's take a 5-minute break as we get ready and gather our sheets and gather our information to get our game prep together. We'll be right back, folks. Gold medal action. We got some men's action coming up next. Stay with us.